need to give him some mushrooms. We need to get you high.
What does this taste like, though? It don't taste like a ear.
No, but the ear was in the U. No, it tastes like a... But listen. All right. Let it blow.
Let's enjoy you now. Let's have us some fun.
Yeah, let's do it. Another episode of Hot Boxing. I'm Mike Tyson.
Fred Frenchie.
And we got the one, the only, by one name only, you know who it is. The boss, Rick Ross. Woo! Oh, I like the way that sounds.
Thank you for having me here, baby, and everybody checking in. Much love. You already know.
So what you doing, man? You look beautiful. The watch, the pinky ring.
You know we hustling.
I wish I brought my jewelry. You look beautiful.
We hustling, but you gotta know you gotta take credit for us. You inspired my whole generation. You know what I'm saying? Those photos you took in the yellow Rari with your foot out the window. Those legendary, the tiger. You know that shit bigger, man. It's much bigger than even the sport itself. That shit touches in different ways.
Or something, right? All this beautiful love that we're experiencing, this is all an illusion, brother. None of this is real.
You don't feel it?
Nah, this is not real. No, it's not real.
What's not?
We're just passing through. We'll be gone soon.
Oh, all this, that's a fact.
Yeah, all this stuff is not real.
Mm. The weed ain't real?
No, this is just what it is.
But when you hit that spliff, do you feel?
Well, when I hit the spliff, I'm smoking the world.
Okay.
Smoking Mother Earth.
Mother Earth. One time for Mother Earth.
Did you guys meet before?
Hmm?
You guys met before?
Yeah. Then it was just in Saudi Arabia.
We kicked it in Vegas. We kicked it in Vegas a cool night in a club one night. Some cool shit. Mike always been on some
always does,
some
man.
Cool G. You know what I'm saying?
He's the first hip-hop champion, man.
What's that?
Mike, he's the first hip-hop champion, like, you know.
Oh, that the culture just really embraced,
yeah,
embracing. Yeah, you know, that's a powerful sport that, mm-hmm. you know, we love, but most definitely Tyson's story was the most unique,
Miami,
without a doubt.
Miami in the 90s, man. I just wanted
to say. I used to be out here in the 90s.
What it was like.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
What it was like being on 15th Ave with convertible Burt.
Oh, I just saw Burt was in here somewhere earlier.
Where he at?
I don't know. I just saw him. He was outside. Ooh. But listen, man, it was just beautiful out here. It's a little dangerous back then, but other than that, it was beautiful. The women. It
know
was
the
just
city,
crazy.
Man.
It was
know the city,
crazy. Man. I listen, I'm accepting the love.
Ross, man, in Miami in the 90s, what's your recollection of
you was just coming up then, huh?
Yeah, I was just coming up, but... the imprint, you know, it was there.
Mm-hmm.
I understood what the city stood for. I understood what being a real Miami was, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
I understood what being a hustler was.
Mm.
You know, I had
everybody had Rolls Royces.
Had Rolls Royces, big Benz.
Rolls Royce.
Top down.
The rapper inspiration was the street music, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It had to be.
I understood what success looked like, or what the image, you know what I mean? So if that's what you was looking for, if that's what you wanted to wake
very
up to
very few people,
see.
Nobody was balling that like that till Big Meech and them came. Other than that, Florida, Miami was killing them.
That's my G right there. 305 in my yayo, the cocaine capital.
You just had to listen. I was just, this is a place I had to go home, man. This is driving me crazy.
I love it, man. We love it. He love it. That's why he's here.
Yeah, of course.
That's why we're filming it here, right here in Miami.
305.
You already know, Big Mike right here.
All day, every day.
So hip hop star just turned 50, man. Crazy. That's
50,
crazy.
That's all.
50 years old.
50 hip-hop. Years old. Hip hop just turned 50.
Well, I don't know. I remember when I was locked up, I was, 78 or something, 79.
Mm-hmm.
I was juvenile in Spofford. First time we heard on the radio, Rappers Delight. We said, what the was that?
Tell me about it, man.
Well, we was locked up, and it's always the radio in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people going there and fight, people going there and get high and shit. The staff, they don't give a we're animals anyway, and we heard Rapper's Delight, and we said, what the was that? Holy, what the was that?
Changed the whole game. Before it was like, we were listening to disco or some shit?
No, we were listening to what we call jams, cuts. You know, great music, you know, older music of Vandross and all that.
Classic stuff. Soulful.
Yeah. Who was your inspiration when you were coming up? Not just street, but like in the music business.
You already know I was inspired musically, you know, from everybody. Mm-hmm. But what grabbed me, you know, the most was what the Luke was doing.
Just being
right here, seeing Luke,
getting
to feel his real impact of Luke, you know what I mean? And he made it clear he owned his record label. Yeah. The most was the fact he owned everything.
Boss,
and that's what inspired me, planted that first seed of being the CEO.
Mm.
Luke, shout out to Luke Records.
Government shut him down, though. Tried to shut
him. Of course, he went to war.
He went to war for hip hop.
That was the reason they had to put parental advisory on him. Went to war. He used to while he was out on bond fighting the case, he would still be saying, "Whoever, you know what I'm saying." Yeah. I was a young in elementary, and I was like, "Yeah, whoever he talking about."
Yeah, so Luke.
I used to see him in court when he's holding his bath. And it's a crazy country. Not scared.
See, he was a real country.
I know, not afraid of anybody watching.
Don't take it as some funny. Listen, no disrespect.
I don't know. Maybe they're too. If they come to court, they're too ignorant to be afraid. They're not afraid of.
We can't be.
I said, don't you
gotta decide
about
what that. It's gonna be. It's gonna be what you want. You want a Rolls Royce top down? You gonna just ride? It ain't nothing wrong with that neither. But if you gonna do it in this city, you can't be afraid to sit top down at that intersection.
They're putting in work in this city, so you be careful when you ride those pretty cars, okay?
Yeah.
But even Euros, that's crazy because people don't understand how, like, you know, impactful you are for this city, but also, you know. You come a long way.
Of course, biggest.
You know what I mean?
They know. They know.
And
don't let nobody fool you. They know what we represent.
No,
they know what Rose represent, who I am. They know what it is. Don't get it confused. What it is.
Bow down to the boss.
Yeah. Bow down to the zenith.
And even early in your career, like, you know, writing, course writing for the most impactful
and
artists.
And zenith means the maximum. Can't go no higher. This is my best moment. Zenith.
What? I might need to name my next album, man.
Zenith.
That's badass. I was
you
just
gonna
thinking.
You going to get on the song
like,
with me?
What you need me to do?
I need you to spit a verse.
Okay, I'll just stop.
It's done.
Let's
Zenith.
Do it.
It's that easy.
Let's do
Zenith.
It.
You don't want to go to your nader. That's the opposite of Zenith.
What? No, which one?
Nader.
Nader?
My nader. My lowest moment.
The lowest moment?
Yeah.
Check this out. Quick question.
What
was your nader?
My nader? When I lost my daughter, my four-year-old daughter.
God bless you.
Yeah, I can't go. I was fucked up.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. It made me a better person, though.
Spend time with yourself.
It made me a better person.
So how you were able to recover that?
Huh?
How you record that stuff?
How you never recover, but you live with it. Isn't that weird?
That's crazy.
You kept it so clear. That was well articulated.
So where you going, man? Where you going to tour? I saw you in Saudi Arabia. What are you doing? Where you at?
Man,
they're taking care of you out there, aren't they?
They taking care of
me. Yeah, because they look out for me. I got to respect
that. Yeah. They take care of us. They show us love. You know what I mean? Once you earn it,
you know, man, I wish I could tell you how much they show my family a lot of love.
No, we have some good fun over there.
Yeah.
That was dope.
You got to.
Yeah. Tell us about the new project you got with Meek, man.
Me and Meek Mill, new album out right now. Too Good to Be True. Stream it, post it. That's what a real nigga do, so do that for us.
This new album.
Yeah, you're right.
New album.
Meek, your relationship with your little bro, man. Like, how you, like, you know, tell us about your beautiful relationship that you have with him.
Man, I love that nigga, you know what I mean? I'm like a big brother. Want to see the best for my dog.
You came across so white. Tell us about that beautiful relationship.
Yeah, that nigga was talking like that.
Go ahead. He got serious and started really trying to do an interview.
How was it like? That's because of this nigga, who kid? This nigga,
I'm telling you, who kid?
The three zippers, though.
Nah, nigga, that's a player.
That's the Congo.
That's a player, nigga.
There's no tag. Okay.
That's Congo. Yeah, I noticed your shit ain't got no tag.
Hey, listen. Damn, listen, who kid? All those Italian guys, baddest motherfucking tailors, those Africans.
Yeah.
Baddest tailors.
One time for Africa, nigga. We love Africa.
All day Africa, motherland.
Gotta be there soon, bro.
Can't wait to get back.
No, I saw you one day.
Give me another question. Give me a good one.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Give me some Congo shit.
No, I'm going to talk.
Come on, nigga, something. You got three zippers on your chest. Okay, hold on.
I got some good.
Nigga, you sent who kid home?
No, you sent who kid. You sent who kid home.
I don't want to be here, nigga.
You fly, nigga. Country fly. Africa, Congo fly.
I see the crocodile print on the shirt, nigga.
Beautiful, baby. Beautiful. So tell me, man. Come on, answer this question. All right, Who's your next concert, man? Where we going to see you?
We going to do something. You know, it's Art Basel going on out here in Miami right now. So everything.
I'm supposed to leave from here and go to Art Basel. I know.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Well, after, just right after this. You're going to Hard Rock. After this, you're going to an event.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
Like, you're good.
I'm leaving to go to New York.
You're enjoying the city.
I'm opening up dispensaries. I'm getting the world high, nigga. Getting the world high.
I'm with that. You know what I'm saying? That's a beautiful thing. Being at peace. That's all, get high. And I got you a pack from High Tolerance. I got to let you.
Thank you.
I got to try your shit. I want some of the air bites.
Take it to her, nigga. You want some vapes? What do you need?
I want to try one of the.
We need to get him some mushrooms. But look, get you high.
What does this taste like, though? It don't taste like a nigga ear.
No, if a nigga ear was in there, you would know. It tastes like ass. But listen.
What tastes like ass?
Oh, so bad.
Man, I don't eat
ass. At least the Vanders.
It don't taste like ear. You know, this Holyfield ear.
Well, I'm not saying that, but it's the ear.
It is. That's the ear you ate. You ate the nigga ear twice.
Well, I spit it out.
No, you ate it.
No, I spit it out.
No, the first one you ate.
Because I gave it back to him. Remember on the show, I gave it back to him. We got it. It was the more fight. We had the, what do you call that stuff? That's embalmed. Yeah, we embalmed his
you
ear.
You embalmed
gave
his ear?
The ear back, yeah.
I wish, you know, I bought his house. Can I get a piece of the ear to put in the house?
I gave it to the nigga, man, Vander guy. But listen, that house is amazing, isn't it?
Thank you, man. I'm gonna try one, man. I'm gonna try one just for Mike. One time for Holyfield, this your ear. You know what I'm saying? I never thought I'd get paid, though.
Nigga getting paid.
Niggas get money.
So it's not like I'm humiliating him. He's getting paid. Let me get one, too, brother.
Get one. You get one, too.
Come on, Frenchie, motherfucker.
Don't do that, bro. Don't do that, bro. Don't do that, Frenchie. No, I don't.
This is a part of the business.
Listen, I know.
Take one.
Listen, I can't do it.
Listen, that nigga just can't tell you. Not going to do it. Oh, Frenchie, let me see this.
No, bro, come on. Don't disrespect his business.
Listen.
This the brand.
It's business, my business. Like, I don't listen.
Take it.
You ain't going to be able to run the show. Exactly. You know.
He knows.
You'll be fucked up.
I know myself.
I think you should take it, though, but you're going to
I know myself.
You should take it, but it's not going to turn out right. It's not going to turn out right.
Bite a little piece, man.
Nah, man, look. It's already
not going to turn out right. Listen, it's in his paws. He might get fucked up from the shit touching it.
Yeah, like I'm high already.
What's your new business endeavors? What are you doing, man?
Man, we just did.
How you getting side money?
Man, you got to get the side money. One time for the potato chips, wrap snacks.
All day, every day.
Can I hook you up with the team and get some Tyson potato chips, man?
I'm with you. Talk to him.
Thank you. Take this, man.
Ross, please.
Have another.
Okay, this tastes good. Listen.
Holyfield, your ear, man.
I'm gonna be too high.
Let the nigga from Congo ask the real question, man. What are you saying, nigga?
Nah, nigga, I want to know the fucking show. Like, what we doing? Concert. You need a concert. I want to go see nigga on show.
No, listen. But look, while you out here, Art Basel, this weekend, we doing. Where we at? Where we rocking at, homie? We doing a few things.
No.
We at Vendome. We at a couple spots.
What are you doing over there?
We performing. Vendome. We busting them Luke Bell out bars.
That's in a few minutes. We going over there. Yeah, right?
Vendome is like, the shit.
What time are you performing though?
You know, I like to get in about 2 a.m.
Oh
no. That's what. No. Once you get a Holyfield ear time to sink in. You know what I'm saying? What type of holy film? No. The comments that hey, everything else. All right,
I'm going to say this to my wife. Hey, I'm getting ready to go see Rick, baby. It starts at 2 in the morning. I'm going to chill with you till 2, okay, baby?
Now, tell her you'll be back by 4:30.
Poor wife.
We got to be honest. As long as we honest, everything fine.
Listen,
4:35.
I'm honest.
Let's say 5.
Peace game, right? I'm very honest till you put me in dishonest situation.
What type of shit is that? Listen, I want to talk about something different, man.
I'm so scared.
All right. I want to talk about it. Let's go.
Any advice for young entrepreneurs?
Of course, you got to follow your heart. Whatever you love the most, you could get money with it. If you love getting dressed up, fuck it. Create a motherfucking clothing line.
I agree.
Yeah. And I let my homie wear the 3-zipper joint.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I wish that shit had a tag.
Hey, man, somebody put on some fucking air conditioner here. Nah, I'm sweating like a fucking, I'm at a spelling bee, man, okay?
Nigga, high
as fuck. You said a spelling bee, nigga?
I never went to a spelling bee, I swear to God.
I mean, either. That's why. That's
I never imagine
spelling, some shit.
You know how to spell good? Which is a compliment.
I can't even speak English properly.
That's a gift.
I can't even speak English properly.
No, you speak well.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
You do. That's
G
shit.
That.
You speak other, what other languages
Lingala.
You speak? Lingala.
Yeah, Frenchy too. He speaks French.
You speak French?
Yeah. Lingala
Do French. You speak Creole? French, Creole?
Same shit.
I understand it, but I couldn't really.
Mpakabat mwe paska mwe sichi.
That's too much for me.
That's that Haitian shit, nigga. That's Haitian.
French, straight French.
That's fucking Haitian, nigga. Hey, read this shit. What's it's your goals in 2024?
My upcoming projects for 2024, I'm wrapping up a new book. You know, I released 2 New York Times bestsellers. Thank you to everybody who ever read my 2 books.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man. That's something I never seen myself doing. I got my homie Neil Belkin Martinez in the building. Neil, where you at?
Where the fuck you at,
wave
Neil?
Your hand, Neil. Come on, man. Wave your hand, baby. I need you to shut come up. Eat one of these Holyfield ears.
Please. No, that's not a problem for me.
Thank you. Come get a Holyfield ear.
Come on, Neil, please, for me.
Just take it 1 year at a time, and then we'll get to that.
Thank you. You got a Holyfield ear from Mike himself.
Come on, man. You got to be one of those white boys that just go for it.
No, he is. He live.
He's going
live. That's my nigga. But so we finishing a new book, and guess what? We finishing it. It's based on really us walking up, climbing to the top of Mount Killer, Mount Jaro.
Yeah, Africa.
Yeah, in Africa. Oh, wow. You know, just being a young black fat nigga my whole life, it's like, what's the one
thing? Have you ever hiked?
I've never hiked. Have I ever went up a mountain?
Yeah.
I was in California with a chick, you know, she was on her cool exercise shit. I rolled a few blunts and we walked up the little cool mountain.
I respect that.
What's that called? Y'all know what that's called? The
I
little
love
cool
you
mountain. Where the bitches put on their tights and their Nike Air Max and look cute.
I no, I know it. It's up in the hills. Up in the hills.
Runyon Canyon.
So we wrapping up a new book. I haven't picked the chosen a title yet, but it's really just gonna be about really challenging yourself. Pushing yourself and taking yourself to someone, somewhere you could have never fucking imagined. You know, we just talking about pushing ourselves. You know, and other than that, I possibly could be coming up, you know, I'm gonna do, you know, a solo album in this last one, which I may possibly name the Zenith. This may possibly be my, you know, one of my last joints that I just really put that may
probably. Really? You're not gonna hang out with us no more?
You thinking of course. Retiring?
No, I never retire.
Okay.
I love partying. I love clubbing. That's just something I love to do.
Oh, I love it too.
If
my
I
wife
didn't,
just
if,
don't
if,
like
if I
it
didn't
too much.
Fucking get paid to go to clubs,
yeah,
I would
yeah,
go
yeah.
anyway.
Yeah.
That's just that Miami lifestyle. You understand? But I'm just talking about when you really just put all your time into a you know what I mean? Like when I was a young nigga, just sitting there writing 4 and 5 songs a day. And I'm talking about for up to a year and a half.
Mm.
And this is something that I could complete in 2 weeks if I wanted to.
Of course, yeah.
And be satisfied with the sound. But you just want to really push yourself to something where 20 years from now, the same way I perform records from my very first album on tours right now, I can run out on stage and motherfuckers show me love. You know what I'm saying? Like I was a young, new motherfucker. And I just would want to, you know, it's just that challenge once again, doing something that 20 years from now could still sound timeless.
Longevity, legacy, longevity.
Well, I understand that because, you know, one time I was this fucking guy, baddest guy in the whatever, and I went through my adversity, drugs, all fucked up, and I didn't give up. I came back. Now I got the biggest cannabis company in the world.
Biggest.
Yeah, biggest. I'm biggest.
High tolerance. We right behind you, and we gonna do a partnership.
Yeah, yeah. We partner with everybody.
Yeah.
Ain't about me having it all. We partner with everybody.
Look. You being a boss, you overcoming your obstacles. If it's too personal, let me know. What was your favorite drug of choice? And for anybody that's dealing with that drug right now, what would you recommend be a way they deal with it to come from, what was that word we used adversity 20 minutes ago? No, we used a word called NADA.
NADA.
Coming Dolores from NADA to now being possibly the biggest or one of the biggest CEOs in the cannabis culture. What's something you would tell them dealing with that narcotic if it was a NADA situation? Because I sip and smoke every day and it's not a NADA situation.
Well, you see? In a situation like that, your worst point ever. You know, listen, let me talk about me. Let me talk about me.
Yes.
And my NADA.
That's what we want. They don't want Rosé.
I don't want,
they don't
listen,
want this nigga with the three zippers.
I never want to be at my neighbor's or why. I just don't want to go through that shame. I just don't want to go through that fear. But when I'm at my, when my back is against the wall, I fight the best. But I just don't like to be in that mode.
Yeah. You overcome. You've overcame everything. Of course, you know what the inside dealings just from the outside. Big homie, you know we watch you all the way to the top. You stumble. In my eyes, you never fail. You stumble. Even if whenever you may consider your native. For me, my homie caught some time. Trust me, this shit could be a lot worse. He coming home. When you came home, nigga, streets, niggas. Nigga, you was Mandela in the streets.
Feel embarrassing.
And guess what? Look where you at right now. I think the Holyfield ear might be kicking in.
Oh, listen, I always tell Holyfield, we're
my
the
feet keep moving.
We own, no, listen, I tell Holyfield.
Your feet be moving on the Holyfield ear?
No, nigga, I'm out cold.
Nigga, my toes
not me.
My toe tingling.
See?
Well, that's interesting.
But it's a good thing.
What are those Pumas? You down with Pumas?
No, Jay-Z, when I seen Jay-Z fucking with Puma, I just ordered some. Yeah. That's just the type of person I am. If I see you selling a Holyfield, yeah, I want a Holyfield.
I got a lot of stuff I'm getting.
You ain't that
stuff.
Type of Congo nigga?
I'm supporting my brother all day.
Can I have another one, please?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Because I hear the air conditioning, I'm still sweating. Is it the ears?
See, I don't want to be like,
no, that's,
doing
that's
right
Miami.
Now.
Don't blame the ear. Perspiration on the ear.
Listen.
The promised land,
oh,
nigga.
Promised land.
Take us, baby. Exodus. Take
it's
us, baby.
Easy. It's too easy. The promised
land. Let us follow you. Let us follow you to the promised land.
The promised land, formerly owned by Evander Holyfield, the ear that we actually enjoying right now. I never thought I would actually bite Holyfield ear, man.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It is, man. Thank you for that moment in history. In this moment,
well, listen, I don't know if it's Holyfield ears, but you know, rumor said. I'm not sure.
No, this the Holy. Okay. I get what you're saying, but we eating the
ear
right now.
The perception of it is beautiful.
You got
but look, but check this out. The promised land, 200 and a little under 300 acres when I first purchased it. You know what I mean? Nice piece of property, you know, owned by the former champ.
Holyfield was balling, huh?
That nigga was balling.
Balling, fuck.
Nah, he was balling, you know what I'm saying?
Who would the fuck?
Yeah. The champ, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing about us. As black people, we gotta always salute and pay homage to the champs and show them that love is when they was at their heights. Even if you haven't seen them in a few years. So wherever you at, you the champ, nigga. You know, we salute you. But I bought the, I wanna say maybe 2013. I bought it in, what was my vision for the promised land? I really wasn't sure. I just knew, you know, I just felt it would be lucrative. You know, everything, we don't got to answer overnight. If you're a boss, if somebody send you a text, you don't have to respond it right then. I know you know that, but for young bosses, if somebody texts you, that don't mean you respond soon as you got the text, you a boss.
Sometimes people don't understand. People say, hey, Mike, why you buy that car for $1 million? It's a good profit. It's because I like it. You know what I mean? Sometimes that overcome reason. Mm. You know, why did I buy this car? It lost money as soon as you drive it. I like it.
Actually, you know? Love it.
I love it.
Yeah, it makes me
That's
smile.
That's why.
It makes me smile. And if it's something that could make me smile, fuck the price on it.
The smart people always trying to shame me. Look, you bought that car, you drove it off, now you lost 30%. I don't care. I like it.
Well, I thought it would have lost 40. I saved 10.
And I'm going to buy another one.
ASAP. Yeah. I can't wait, actually.
Akal Tiki, you talk about your
horse. I gotta get that new Rolls Royce. What's the name of it?
Spectrum.
What
is it?
Mine's arrived.
It's beautiful.
January 5th.
Right? Ooh.
I can't wait.
Don't hurt them too bad.
No. It's my first real electric that I got.
Nah, they're going to hurt you. They're going to shoot at you.
It's electric too.
People will shoot at me. They're not ready.
No, they can't.
They're not ready.
Why not? Nah, we blessed. Stop. When you see the Rolls Royce Spectrum,
I know it. I've seen it.
Wave at me. Blow a kiss.
I've seen it. When they see it, they're going to shoot at you.
I take a selfie.
You never saw a car like that.
Don't get yourself in trouble.
You never saw a car like that in your life, Frenchie.
I'm talking in the boss way.
The showstopper. You ain't seen no shit like that.
Why not? I'm going to be honest. The beep will go off if you had the zippers on in the Spectrum. It'll beep in the noise and it won't go in drive. It won't go out of park.
And a bad motherfucker.
No, I said it. If you wear a zipper shirt with three zippers.
When you buy that, Mike?
Huh?
When you buying it?
I want to get my wife to give me a hard time. She said, might as well buy property instead of this shit. I said, but I like this, though. You already got property.
It's the first electric. Yeah. You know what I mean? Fuck it. It's the first electric.
Let me have fun. I'm at my neighbor.
But you got to make wifey happy.
Huh? Yeah,
you got to make wifey happy.
Wifey is so happy.
That's what I want to hear.
Wifey is
Look at this, Mike. Yeah, I can't take it.
I saw that horse around 6 years ago and I said, I want that horse.
I love horses. We love horses.
Look how beautiful he is.
Can you ride a horse?
I don't know. I can't do that.
You can't ride a horse?
You can?
Of course.
Really?
Of course.
How many horses you got in your...
Look at that.
In your property?
Seven horses.
Seven? That's your first one, Mike. Huh?
First horse.
That's a beautiful... Work
First,
of art.
I got
it. You got seven of them.
That's a beautiful work of art.
He's the Asian, champion.
Yes.
Asian champion.
Really?
I eat buffalo. That's the best meat. Buffalo, buffalo, and what's the other one? Goat.
Goat.
The best meat. Yeah.
Well, buffalo is so lean.
Yeah, it's power. It's muscle. Yeah, all muscle.
I tried it once.
I never tried it.
I tried it, but it was very lean.
Beautiful.
You know? Yeah.
Beautiful.
I consider myself a traveler. Mm-hmm. So if I'm gonna travel somewhere, I don't wanna live the same date over and over and over and over. So if I travel somewhere, I wanna try what's the vibe here. Mm-hmm. What's your number one cuisine? You know, so I went
That's
places.
That's my wife eats anything.
Yeah. You gotta try different things.
Yeah.
I can't live the same day
Listen,
over and
one
over.
Day that they be having like, it's a vegetable, but it looks like a animal. You know what I mean? That's a vegetable? It looks like some kind of big bug.
Would you eat a bug?
In China, huh?
Yeah, in China they eat real insects and bugs.
Insects,
you eat one?
Well, my wife would. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, no.
Everybody has to.
Why not?
Because I don't want that. I don't like the concept of eating the bug.
But you just said 5 minutes ago you eat ass.
I never said nothing about ass.
You did.
No, I did not say
okay,
ass.
Okay, I don't want to make false accusations. Accusations! No false accusations. So, but you won't try insect?
I'm not interested in eating insects, no.
Okay, I'm going to just say it for the record right here on the show. I would try insect.
Which one?
I don't know.
Then you might as well try Bofa alveolaris.
What is that?
That's a guard molecule.
Okay, I ain't afraid to say that again. What is that? That's the next level of what is that?
It's the quickest way that you can meet God in 10 minutes.
Okay, I gotta reconsider that. Because I can't wait till the day I meet the highest, the big homie upstairs.
Is
it something I want to inflict?
No, listen.
Talk to me.
Once you do it, you want people you love
my
to
feet
do
tingling.
It.
Talk
you hear me? I say, once you try it, you want to have people you love to try it too. Because once I tried it, I gave it to everybody in my family.
It's a beautiful experience.
It's scary at first, because you're meeting God. But after it's all over, you might be crying, you might be so grateful. You might want to do it again.
All right. Yeah, God is great. We all know that.
Oh, absolutely.
What was it like meeting God?
Huh?
What was it like?
It's inconceivable. You have to use the medicine. I can't even
You can't
explain.
Tell me.
Can't even explain, can't even articulate. My brain can't even articulate it. It could just feel
Your
it.
Brain. Did you see?
Nah, you don't see God. You feel him though, because you're God. It's gonna tell you who you are, brother. Mm. The medicine is powerful.
What is called again?
Bufa aloe vera. It's called it's a little toad. A little toad.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Of course
he's
trying.
He was scared to do it.
I was scared to do it.
He was scared.
Did you do it?
No, he was scared.
You won't even need an ear.
I don't speak.
You can't see him. You was in his presence.
Oh, nigga, you need to. You need to take it. Yeah, I am blessed.
What was the question you asked him? Because you was in the presence of God. You asked him a question.
Huh?
You asked him a question. What
well,
did
no,
you ask
I didn't,
him?
I didn't ask
or
him
did
anything.
You thank him?
No, I didn't
thank
do
him.
Nothing.
I'm going to thank him first.
He just told me who I was, that's all. And I deal with that. That's just what it is.
Was it something you never seen in yourself?
Well,
but when he said it, did it sit right on your lap? Like, and I ain't bullshit. I understood it,
but it's like this, if you want to really, if I find myself, fuck, you know when you see, it's a bunch of cords, bunch of wires, and I'm feeding the world. And that's what I do, I feed the world with excitement.
What you told me though is that he's an ego killer.
You know, it kills my ego, you're gonna cry. You're gonna cry, feel like a bitch when you do it. But yeah, I did it 80 times. And I'm pretty blessed because I'm just doing a lot of good stuff that I never thought I should be dead. You know, I should have some disease and all that shit. I took a blood test. I'm so scared. I'm taking this blood test to find if I got shit. I'm scared. Fuck. I'm scared to death. And so I get it. It's cool, right? Everybody say I'm okay. And then I said, no, let's just do it again because I know I have something, all right? So we did it again and I was cool. But I said, fuck. It took me so long to get this blood test because I know I'm fucked up, right? I said, oh, but when it said I was cool, I was like, fuck.
My feet tingling, right? But look, if I got to meet the Lord, of course, after I thanked him over and over and over and over, I know one of my first three questions would be, who owned the internet? It's a nigga sitting at home somewhere that owned the internet.
It's a great possibility.
It's one nigga.
It's a great possibility.
My feet tingling.
Hey, nigga, I believe you. All these people don't believe you. I seen it. I believe you. I believe in the universe. That look, imagine a guy like me. I come from sewage shit. Look at me. Oh, God. You know, that's just what it is, the universe.
Crazy.
Who would think what I have now?
I love animals.
Yeah.
And it's something I seen that you had a affliction with, and you really love birds.
Yeah, pigeons.
Pigeons. How did you learn to fly a pigeon? Did somebody teach you to fly
a
pigeon? Was you just on the roof fucking with pigeons and they came to you one day and you fed them?
Check peep game.
Peanuts or pecans and they eat. How'd that go? In Miami, that's not nothing that you just walk up on.
I live in Brooklyn, New York, right?
BK.
So they were picking on me in school, so I stopped going to school. So I just walked around school to school. So lunchtime would call, I'd go eat lunch. And then I just walk around because people were kicking my ass. And as I'm walking around, there's two or three guys. And they say, yo, man, got any money? I said, I'm like 10 years old. I said, no. And then he said, all I find, all I keep. And he said, check my pocket, I didn't have no money. And he said this, I'll never forget that. You wanna fly with us? I didn't know that. I was scared. I didn't know. I said, yeah. And he said, go climb that fence and give us those crates, those wooden crates, the boxes for milk. And then I was following them, and then they told me to go in this abandoned building. I didn't know what to say. I said, oh, shit. And so I went in the building, we climbed on the roof, and I saw a pigeon cage with birds flying around. I said, fuck. And I got hooked ever since. Mm-hmm. So I had to go home, because I was going to the store for them. Dude, I was like a gopher, scan birds off the roof and stuff. And I came back the next day. And they were throwing rocks at me. I said, you can't even steal my fucking birds. I said, no, I just want to know if your guys need me to go to the store or do anything. And that's how it started.
Crazy. And how you make them do, they do what
no,
you
they do what
do.
They do what they do. You pick a particular breed of bird that does a particular thing. And you get into that. I like rolling pigeons.
So you could go out there, smoke, make the pigeons fly no, away, come back.
I can't make them do anything. This is what they do. They fly for hours, so they roll.
How many birds you got now?
I have room for 446 birds comfortably, so I could put 600.
Can I fly one day with you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, brother. Come to the house. Listen, you're going to know I love birds because my coop look better than my house. I had it look the same exact way as my house.
Mm-hmm. I see that.
I have the birth birds, and we have champion bloodline.
Drinking Fiji water.
Best in the world, world champions.
Love who owns Fiji water?
I don't know. You know who owns Fiji water?
Huh?
Fiji water.
No. I don't give a fuck who owns it. I'm in Poland. That's what I do. That's us in Poland.
And they recognize you in a major
way.
Well,
those birds don't know me, but my birds do.
But they doing this because you on the roof doing this with them.
No, the guy's flagging them right now.
Yeah, he's in Poland right now.
He's advertising them for me to buy. You know why I didn't buy those birds? They fly great. They're beautiful. But when I went in the coop, it was just too much shit. It wasn't clean. Ugh! We had to throw our sneakers away, right?
What about the one we went and seen Holland, in Netherlands?
First class,
huh?
First class.
You don't mind me having none of these?
Please, have it all.
Thank you.
What do you eat?
When I'm at the crib on some chill shit, let's say when I wake up in the morning, I have tea, I have fruit, I have protein shake, CTRL. Then maybe I start eating 2 o'clock. That's when I start fucking up, you know? Mm-hmm. Because I'm running around. It's wherever I'm at. Wherever I'm at, that's what I want. Whatever part of the city I'm in, if we in the city, we gonna go get us some, let's pull up the finger and get us some fried cunt, whatever. You know, I'm not gonna really pre-orchestrate my eating day. So as I'm running around during the day, it is what it is.
I could respect that.
Don't be found in Miami. What's good to eat in Miami? Where is good to eat in Miami?
I don't eat out here.
Go to Finger Liquor.
Finger Liquor?
Yeah. Go to Finger Liquor. You're going to get everything you need.
I'm very conscious about my eating habit.
Definitely.
I can't fit these pretty clothes the way if I'm eating all that bad stuff.
Do you eat fried food?
Not at all.
I got to take you to Wingstop.
No way.
I got you.
No way.
I got you. You're going to love it.
Campaign.
I done did it before.
Not me.
Lemon pepper is dope, though. Tell us about Belair. Relationship with Luke Belair.
My relationship with Luke Belair began in one of my first hit records.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah. Other than it being the best bubbles, the highest selling bubbles, mm-hmm. It sells more than anything else. Yeah.
Right here, baby. Entrepreneurship getting niggas high.
Entrepreneurship.
I'm getting people fucked up,
yeah,
too.
You get
Tyson 2.0. I'm saving lives, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm saving lives, guys.
You really are. But look, that's Scotch.
So Belair.
Luke Belair. Mm-hmm. That's the number one and fastest moving bottles in the world. Yeah. Straight up. Yeah, I was... I had a hit record, We Out in New York. You know, it's just really one of my best moments of my life. You know what I mean? I didn't make a hit record overnight. You know what I'm saying? Shit took me over a decade. So when I finally got a hit record, I'm in New York. You know, I'm from the South. I'm from Miami. We up in New York. We celebrate my record. We got love. I'm talking about they sending me these bottles, buckets of black bottles. You already know. Yeah, Bel Air. You already know. I love rosé. That's my favorite champagne from when I'm younger, going in a Prince club on Washington Ave on South Beach when Prince was alive, R.I.P. the legend. Yeah, so when I went in there, you know, we was broke, but we watching the bottles that's coming to VIP. And I'm asking the bottle girls, what was that? That's rosé. I said, God damn. That's a nigga name.
Rosé.
You gotta imagine, just for anybody watching me, I'm a young nigga just really getting out, you know what I'm saying? And we easing into the club. This owned by Prince. This is my
mother.
This is the biggest motherfuckers you could ever imagine in the world. Mm. You a young nigga with snigger done came in, you got $140 in your pocket. You whole nigga the parking gonna take that and a slice of pizza. But you just watching everything that's going on. I'm just watching. I'm looking at the homies come in, what watch you got on, what shoes you got on. That's what I'm watching. I don't want no pictures. I'm just watching. And the bottles that's coming through got flowers on them. I'll never forget it. I asked her, what was that? She said, that's rosé. I say, who make that? She said, Perrier Jouet. And I'm like, I had never heard of it. This the very first night I seen it.
We've been doing that for years, man. We knew that was kids.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And I'm watching, and you know, I know they couldn't have no idea how that shit touched me. Mm-hmm. But it's already Rick Ross. I'm already making money. I'm in the club. I'm watching the richest bitches get rosé brought to their club. You know what I mean? And I said, when me and my homies get on, we gonna have rosé coming back. Fuck all that regular color. We want rosé. We want that motherfucking lavender pink color looking shit. And that's what it became. And ever since then, that was the vibe. You know what I mean? So the partying, I'm gonna do that till the day rosé die.
Yeah, I can dig it. That happened to me. When I went to Liza Minnelli's apartment, Eddie Murphy's house, Michael Jackson, that blew my mind when I was a kid. I went over to that house. Listen, I went to Liza Minnelli's apartment, and it was a block long.
Wow.
I'm like, fuck. Like, I have like, when did this shit end, man? This apartment. It was so big and massive. And
That's motivation.
I was a young kid. They offered me food. I was so nervous to take the food and shit.
Yo.
And I said, yeah, I want this when I get older.
Look. My feet tingling.
So we got some money.
Nigga, that tattoo you got on your face is iconic.
Yeah.
Would you put another one right there?
Listen.
It's beautiful.
I would tattoo my whole face and my wife wouldn't get mad.
Would you
tattoo my whole face, yeah.
Because it's iconic.
Look at that picture of these niggas.
It's iconic. And we love the tattoo so much. We so adjusted to it. A lot of y'all don't even notice the tat no more on his face.
That's so
when he first got it, you motherfuckers loved it. You know, you went crazy.
Let's see how many people still alive.
That's the 60th Sammy Davis Jr.
Let's see how many people. Michael's not here. Sammy's not here.
God bless them.
Whitney's not here.
I see Stevie over in the corner. Stevie.
Yeah. Ed McMahon's not here.
Bill Cosby over there.
Richard Pryor's not here. Dean Martin's not here. Who else?
Eddie,
what's that guy named? Gregory.
Look at Dionne Warwick.
Gregory Hines.
Gregory Hines not here.
Gregory Hines.
Clint Eastwood.
Lola Falana's not here. Frank Sinatra's not here. Who else? Stevie, him and his wife not here.
Is that Magic Johnson over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a bunch of these people are not here.
Jesse Jackson.
Huh?
Where did you take the picture?
We was in L.A.
Sammy Davis Jr.'s 60th birthday.
60th?
He was dying, so we had a big party for him. It was his friends there.
What a time.
It's a beautiful picture.
I was just a little boy.
How old were you?
20. I was the youngest person there.
Damn. That nigga that cut your hair and give you no blend.
I hear you. That, see, that was my haircut back then.
No, I loved it.
A bowl. No, yes, they put a bowl over and
no,
cut it.
No, he put no bowl for real.
No, that's just how the style looks.
No, that's what we called it, the soup bowl. Yeah, but he ain't put no bowl on it, did he?
Kind of, yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
My feet tingling.
Put a bowl on it.
It's too easy.
Wrap up, we gotta let you go, nigga. Oh, they gotta cut
man,
that.
Y'all already know, man. It's Ricky Rose. I'm here. I'm kicking it with the champ. I'm kicking it with the young G. And we got gifts. This is for, you know, you see me on the box.
For players, for players.
This is some Holyfield game. Give me the book. Ooh,
which one you want? I want one. No.
You got some storms never seen before, baby.
It is. Man, I love everybody.
But it gets the foresight. I can see the different ways that a situation might play out. Every possibility outcomes, but not every time. There are some storms that I've never seen.
I hate the camera, bro. I hate the camera.
You going to wear the three zippers again? That could be your name.
I got a white one.
Three
zippers. Three zippers?
Three zippers.
Zips. Your name is Zip.
You got a zip already.
Zips. That's Zip, not Zips.
Hey, could I get a marker just so I could sign one for the legend? I could sign both of these for the legend.
Look at you, Rick and Ross.
Man.
Rick and Ross with baby know, sauce. Man.
You already know.
Biggest ball.
Can somebody get me a picture? Can get me a picture with the champ holding my two books, man.
Oh, yeah.
I just want something to post, man. I just want something to post.
Oh, hold on.
I just want something to post with the champ.
Yeah, we're going to do some shots outside.
That's too easy.
Yeah, that's for you.
Thank you.
Tyson Brand.
That's too easy. We pay for these online, you feel me?
We're going to ship. We're going to make sure. We're going to ship.
Yeah.
I need some.
We need them. You never have too many of these, nigga. This iron money.
Work out in that shit.
Fuck that shit.
That's like that work out.
I'm
going
to go to the club in them. You feel me?
Oh, man.
Bitch better love me. Bitch better feel me. You know what I'm saying? Lex, hold these for me. Thank you, my brother.
Yep. Okay, this is another end of an episode of Hot Boxing. I'm Mike Tyson.
Frenchy.
And the Ross.
Yeah, I love you, OG. I love you. Hey, anytime, baby. Anytime.
This is beautiful. Okay, we gotta go. Yeah. This is the end of the rap. Ricky Rose.
Rose.
Mike Tyson.